here we are in the middle of a pandemic, as you know, and it's getting worse in the South, and the timing is really weird because it's June going into July. You know, this is normally wedding season.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to be happening to weddings? What about all the weddings that are planned for this summer? So the wedding website, The Knot, did a survey. Here's what they found. 40% of brides are having their wedding. They've moved it to later in 2020, which I think is really ambitious, frankly. 52% moved it to 2021, and 8% have had time to reconsider the person they're marrying that they've been in lockdown with, and they're glad this is happening so they can slither away because they can't stand to hear the other person breathe in, out, in, out.
Mm-hmm.
Or as The Knot called it, 8% are not sure yet what they're going to do.
I think you must take it as God does not want you to get married. If you set a date for 2020, it's not a good time to get married. God does not want you to get married.
In 2020 or at all?
In 2020. So you should wait to 2021. If you're still together in 2021, then you should get married. But do not ever have your wedding day anytime in 2020.
Even at the end of 20, like, don't move it to December. Don't have a Christmas wedding.
No, you can't, because you don't know what it's going to be like then. You don't know what COVID's going to be like. You can elope.
Right.
But if you plan to have a big wedding, like hundreds of people, don't do it in 2021.
Yeah. You know, the New York Times spoke to the editor-in-chief of The Knot to see what is going to be happening going forward. And she said basically what you said. They actually have a term for it. They call it a micro-ceremony or a mini-mony,
mm-hmm.
where you have like smaller celebrations, like, you know, 5 people, 10 people in total. But if you are going to have a wedding, she said that everybody's going to have masks and gloves. It's going to be a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a sushi station, you're going to have a hand sanitizing station. And like, you know how brides and grooms give away like a party favor? You know, mm-hmm. when you leave, they hand you like a candle or a frame or something like that. It's going to be like custom hand sanitizers. Like, thanks for coming to the wedding of and the date and all that. But like on the Purell.
Yeah, like you don't want to catch the bouquet because it probably had bugs on it.
It's got COVID on it.
It's got the COVID on it. So you don't want to go near it. You're not going to somebody's wedding and you might get sick. You're just not going to do it.
That's the thing. I mean, most people don't want to go to weddings to begin with. Like when I get an invitation, I'm like, I better really love you. If I'm not in the wedding party, mm-hmm. I do not want to go to your wedding. I just don't. I never. You know, the fact that anyone came to my wedding is amazing. But my friends and I were all like going to each other's weddings at the same time when I got married. But the minute like we all started getting divorced and people were getting married for the second time,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even like some of my first time people, even friends that are like, you know, if I'm not close enough to you, nobody wants to go to a wedding. So COVID is going to be a really good excuse. Like your RSVPs are going to be like, nope, 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 you know.
And there's no way right now that you're living together with somebody during this time when you're stuck in a little apartment like you are and you still want to get married.
Right.
No, you just want those doors to open so you can run.
This is the big test, really. I mean, it's like if you were living together and then COVID happens and you're supposed to get married this year, now you're really like, do I want to spend all that money with this guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, or girl? Or I guess it depends on, you know, whatever your sexuality is.
No. Do I want to spend the rest of my life with this person? That's the thing.
But also, like, I think the money, too, because weddings are super expensive. And you start doing, like, a cost-benefit analysis. You're like, well, I could see being with them, like, 5 more years. So is that worth $20,000? You know what I mean?
Well, you can't even get on a plane to go to Vegas to do a drive-through. You know, it's just, it's too much of a pain. It's God's way of saying, stop it. Don't get married. Wait to 2021. If we're still here, then you can get married.
Well, you know, I'm not going to listen to you anymore about the end of the world stuff because you told me the world was ending on Sunday. And
this
here we
Sunday.
Are days later.
No, this
last
Sunday.
Sunday.
No, it's coming up this Sunday.
You're a liar. You told me Father's Day was doomsday. Father's Day came and went and we are still here.
No, so the Mayans told you it was Sunday, not me. I was just telling you what the Mayans said. The Mayans were wrong.
You said you believed the Mayans and you were already saying goodbye to everybody and you had already planned your exit strategy.
Right. I racked up my credit cards to max on
That's
Saturday.
Right, you did.
Yeah. I said, ha ha, look who's a fool now. Visa, come and get me. but you don't know. I mean, life could be like a Black Mirror episode, and right now we all could have been dead. You know, we could have died Sunday.
That would be weird. So what you're suggesting is that we all did die and that this life we're leading right now is, this is the afterlife?
This is afterlife.
Pretty much like life. Like, nothing much has changed.
No, this is hell.
Oh, okay.
So the people that went on and went to the great place, they went to heaven, they know they died.
Right, just not us.
Us, we're hell. We're still here. So we're still here.
You know, I'll tell you what is hell. Every single commercial that starts the exact same way, in these unprecedented times. Oh my God, if I hear that term one more time, I'm going to kill somebody.
And it's commercial after commercial after commercial, because that's the only thing they can think of.
Yeah.
And you lost me.
Everyone's on Zoom, and it's all like, you know, a little baby coming to the monitor going, hey, and then, you know, in these unprecedented times, yes, we all know, we're all very well aware.
And everybody's having meetings on Zoom to make these commercials.
Right. Just what's your product? Just give me your product.
Yeah.
Just flash a picture of the product and just let's get back to Dateline.
Yeah. You know what? We want to spend money. Show us what we need to spend money on. Instagram.
Don't make this difficult for us.
Facebook makes it so easy. If you put something on Facebook that looks halfway what I might want, I'm going to buy it. So if you put something on TV that I halfway might want to buy it, I'm going to buy it.
Right.
So just stop telling me that the time sucked, because we know that, and just show me a cool new flashlight that looks like a lightsaber. I will buy it.
You've been waiting for that for years.
I've been waiting for that my whole life. So just put something on TV that guys that lay on the couch and have watched the 17th episode of Friends, what we want to buy.
Just say buy this.
Buy
We're
this.
Willing. We're
and
willing.
Show me enough and I'll buy it. Right. I mean, right now there's this little thing that you put in your hand and you can open doors with it and press buttons. It's like this little copper keychain that you don't have to touch. I'm thinking about buying that. It's the dumbest thing. I'll never use it, but it's always on my Facebook. And I'm like, can't be too bad. I might want that.
You know, this shows how long we've been sitting around just with nothing to do, because I did a deep dive just yesterday into like weird products that I might want, like things you could never consider. Mm-hmm. They have this thing that you hold in your hand and it holds your bracelet. Because if you're like by yourself trying to put your bracelet on,
right,
you need a third hand, like one to hold it and the other to hold the two clasps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So this is like, it holds your bracelet in place so you can actually take the clasp with both hands. It's fantastic.
How much is the bracelet put her on her thingy?
Oh, like $5.99. It was not a lot of money. And you know, and it's funny because he did the same thing. His thing is like, he hates when the sheets come up. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you're sleeping and the sheets get, you know, you wake up and like the corners come up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're rough sleepers here. So he actually bought these garter belts for the bed. And I made fun of him relentlessly, but I gotta tell you, you can bounce a quarter off this bed any day of the week. Those things are awesome.
Now who's so stupid?
I know, me.